What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to The Bromance. Today is January 3rd, 2019. I am Thaber.
This is Thavage.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much. It's another day.
Another day, another dollar. That's 2019, right. Man.
I know, it's crazy. I like it, though. It's a good year.
Like we talked about in the last podcast, this is the special one that we had mentioned.
Yeah, that's right.
In this podcast, we're not going to go to the normal reviews or news or whatnot. What we have in store for you today is we're going to list the movies, 2018 movies, and we're going to list them in order for which were our favorites.
Now, this is going to be separate favorites. Not as a group. This is going to have Thaber's favorites, and I'm going to have my favorites.
And we have not seen each other's list, so it's kind of going to be one of those things where as we go through this list,
we're going to say boo.
Or we're going to be surprised at who put what where.
Right. It's going to be good. It's going to be a little interesting to see what we got compared to here.
Right. It was kind of give you a good idea of his taste versus my taste, you know what I mean?
Right.
All right, so, you know, and it's kind of crazy, like, when you sit and think about it, like, when I look at my number one movie, it's almost like, really, I saw that in 2018? I feel like I saw that in 2017, you know what I mean?
See, for me, like, I feel like I'm backwards, I think, because sometimes because I see a movie fresher, or, like, later in the year, I remember it more, and you might think it's going to be, like, my top.
Right. Oh,
you know what
no,
I mean?
I
so,
you,
like, you know what I mean?
When I saw a movie completely all the way from last year, technically,
2018 January, could still be my favorite, though.
Well, right. That's the way that I am, too. You know what I mean? It could, but it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you could see a movie in January and be like, wow, it's my number one movie, but I feel like I saw it like 3 years ago.
Right.
You know, it was a year ago that we saw it.
Yeah. It's going to be crazy.
Well, all right, we saw 22 movies in 2018.
22 movies, people. That's awesome. That is just mine and Thaber's list as a group, me and him.
We went to
other ones.
I went to a movie with my wife. I went and saw Simple Favor, which was
I think I took the kids to see a couple movies as well. I think that was it, though. I don't remember which ones, though.
Like Thavage said, this is just the list of movies that we go see together and movies that we turn around and review for you guys.
Right.
So let's dive right into this.
Okay.
Number 22, Widows.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to go up that way, then?
Yeah, are you going to start at the bottom? Work your way.
All right. I got Widows is number 22 as well.
Yeah, I mean, hands
garbage.
Hands down, Widows is probably like the worst movie I might have ever seen. If you guys...
It was such a waste of my life. I'll never get that back.
Go back and listen to our November podcast, and you'll hear us bash Widows.
Yeah, it was bad. All right.
What do you got for number 21?
21, I got Commuter.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Commuter. Now, see, it was funny. I can remember back in January, we went and saw Commuter, and we saw, I think it was The Maze Runner, Commuter, and...
Oh, there was another one. I can't remember. Wasn't it Den of Thieves?
Yeah. Maybe Den of Thieves, maybe.
Because Den of Thieves was one of our first ones we saw, too.
I don't remember, though, specifically, but it's like we saw... You know, it was like, Commuter wasn't a bad movie, but because we've seen...
Such other good movies,
that it's kind of lower on the list. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Commuter wasn't bad, but, I mean, it's literally Liam Neeson. Every movie that he makes is the same.
Yeah, it's a repeat. So, it's kind of... I think it's funny that we have both Liam Neeson movies at the bottom, though.
Yep. What's that say about Liam Neeson?
Lately, at least.
Yeah, lately. And then his newest one, Cold Pursuit.
Yeah, that's going to be the same scenario.
Same scenario, just in snow this time.
Yeah. So, all right.
Number 20, I got Maze Runner 3.
See, I put Mortal Engines.
Oh, wow.
I did. Because I liked the movie, but I didn't like it enough to put it higher on my list. Because I thought the way the other movies were, I won't say, let's take, like, you have The Maze Runner.
Right.
Like, for me, I felt it was a conclusion to the first two. Like, I got to see a conclusion. I got to end the story.
Okay,
I liked it better.
I'll give you that. For me, The Maze Runner, it was a good movie. It was just like, good example of it. You know, it was like The Hunger Games. You know what I mean? The Hunger Games were just like, the only reason why I watched it was because I seen the first two.
Right.
Was it a good movie? Not really.
They were okay. Like, I don't...
Yeah. I liked the first one. The second two were
I got into them just because, like, my wife liked them.
Right.
And wanted to watch them. But like I said,
if it wasn't for the fact that I had seen the other two... If you've never seen the first two...
Right.
I wouldn't tell you to go watch the trilogy. You know what I mean? Like, now, for example, like, the Jason Bourne trilogy, I'm telling you, you need to go watch that trilogy. This trilogy, no.
Right.
Like, you don't need to see it.
If
you've seen the first two, go see it. You know, that's why I put it down there.
All right, so we got...
Number 19.
I put the Mule.
Wow, you put that low.
I did.
I got Tomb Raider.
Okay.
Once again, another movie that it was just like, it had good actors, and it just wasn't, it just didn't. It
for
just
me, didn't. Like Tomb Raider, for me, I think I liked the girl in it better than the old one, than Angelina Jolie.
Really?
I thought she was more attractive as well. Okay, I think she was more prettier. I think just, I won't say attractive, just like prettier. I think she fit the role better because she, I don't know, I like the storyline better than when they had.
You know what lost me in Tomb Raider? I can make it real simple for you. What made me lose it in Tomb Raider was the whole fact that the father was still alive and he looked like Castaway living in a cave.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but that didn't, I don't think that didn't steer me away from
that
it.
That ruined it for me. I didn't like that. Like, oh, I've been here keeping you alive and I live in a cave. Like, you've lived on this island with the bad guys just across the street. I mean, granted, it's not across the street, but you for argument's sake.
On the other side of the island?
On the other side of the island, and you've never once been seen. Like, come on now, that's fake. Get out of here.
Yeah, I can
didn't
see
like
that.
All right. All right, number 18. I got the mule. One above you.
Okay, so I have Maze Runner.
Oh, wow, so we just basically switched them.
Yeah, I have Maze Runner, so that's fine.
The mule, okay. I know we put the mule all the way down at the bottom.
It's not because it's bad, though.
It's a good movie. It just, it left me wanting more.
Yes.
That's why
exactly.
I put it low.
It's pretty much the
same
thing.
It's a good Clint Eastwood movie, but the whole, and go
it's
back.
It's almost like a Liam Neeson movie. We've already seen Gran Torino.
Well, this was a little bit different.
A little bit different, but almost the same.
Right, right. He's, you know, in the aspect of him being like a racist, and he's not racist, but he, you know what I mean? You get what I'm saying there. Go back and listen
just
to our December podcast.
The old grumpy white American, traditional white American. That's
go back
you know
and
mean?
Listen to our December podcast, and we'll give you a little bit more of a review on that.
All right. Next one.
17, what do you got?
I got Predator.
You got Black Panther.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I'm sorry, but like, agree to disagree, but I thought it was, I'm not saying Black Panther was the best movie, but it definitely, I felt like it was better than that rating, though.
No. You know me and my hate for the MCU.
I know, but I still like them, even though you hate them, but I don't know. For me, it's just...
To me, it was...
I don't know.
I just... If I wouldn't
interesting.
Seen,
very
if I
interesting.
Wouldn't, if I wouldn't have seen Black Panther, I wouldn't be upset right now. It didn't hold value for me. You're gonna... Like, when the next couple movies that I'm gonna say for you, you're like, wow, Black Panther was below that?
I think you're gonna... Yeah. All right.
What did you say again? The Predator?
I had Predator.
Really? I like, see that.
See, I didn't, I thought it was almost like a B-rated sci-fi movie.
No.
In a sense.
No.
For me, it was. Because, like, you really didn't have hardly any, like, big name actors in it. You know?
Right.
And, like, it didn't draw me in. Like, and then it was just another, like.
I thought it was funny, though.
It was funny.
That's
like,
why
it,
I liked
not
it.
Not saying it was a bad movie, because I do have it somewhat higher, but.
Right.
I don't know.
All right. What do you got for, 16.
Okay, I got Mission Impossible.
I got Solo. Han's
really?
Solo story.
I don't know, dude. I guess I'm more of a geek.
I mean, you got it way higher than me. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't like fantastic. You know what I mean? I liked Woody Harrelson's character.
Like, Mission Impossible for me was, it was lower because, one, I predicted it.
Yep.
Two, it was the same movies as the first five. Right.
Oh, I mean, but that's one of those movies that, like...
Like, how many times are you going to watch the guy disarm a bomb?
Oh, yeah, I mean, right, you're absolutely right. But, I mean, that, like, how can you, how in theory can you really change that character? That's what he does, you know, that's the whole...
It's what he does, I get it, but it's like, I understand that, but I don't know, like, make somebody die.
I'll give it to you.
You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
Change it up somewhat.
Right.
All right.
All right, for 15, what do you got?
Tomb Raider.
Okay. I got Jurassic World.
You know what? Like, it's not surprising because you'll see.
Right, you probably got Jurassic World 1 above it. But here's, and I'll tell you, Jurassic World, you know, kind of like The Mule, it's not a bad movie, but it's literally, what I do not like about this series is it's literally Jurassic Park 1 and 2 just redone. And yes, it's a little bit different. You know, they changed the story a little bit, but I just didn't like it because it's Jurassic World 2 all over again.
Yep.
That's why, or not Jurassic World, it's Jurassic Park 2 all over again.
Yep. I can see that. So my next one is going to be Jurassic World.
Yeah, my next one's Robin Hood.
Okay. That's hilarious.
Apparently, I'm one behind you.
Seems to be that way.
Robin Hood was. I get what you're saying with Jurassic World. You know, I could. You know, when we're sitting here fluctuating, like you're one ahead, I'm one behind. You know, it's still. I mean, it gives you a good idea of what these movies are. You know,
right?
Robin Hood. That was a review we did in November. Mm-hmm. Go back and listen to that, and we'll talk more about it.
Yeah.
Going back to Solo. Another. And I wanted to say this, but I forgot. If you put Robin Hood's Taron Egerton as Solo, I think I would have liked it so much better.
That's the other reason why
I didn't like Solo. I didn't like I didn't like the guy that they had selected for Solo.
Yeah. But you also needed that guy that fit the body style of Harrison Ford, though.
I don't think that one guy from Robin Hood,
the guy that played Robin Hood, I don't think his body type fit Harrison Ford as a younger age, though.
I mean, I guess I can...
Because he's shorter and not as stockier, right. And this guy they got was... He kind of looked like Harrison Ford younger, almost.
Right, right. Okay, I mean, I'll give you that. I didn't like him specifically.
Yeah.
Not that he did a bad job. Yeah. It's just I was wanting to see somebody else play that. You know, Solo is such an iconic character.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, not that he did bad, it was just like I was looking for that face that like fit the character. Yeah. His face just didn't do it for me.
Yeah, I can see that.
So that's, all right, so, that's now, sorry, we got off of Robin Hood, but.
Okay, so.
13.
I didn't really number mine, so I'm going, I'm pretty sure it's Robin Hood is my next one.
Okay, I got Halloween.
Okay.
We got a trend going here, don't we? Halloween.
I liked Halloween.
I did too, but here's.
I thought it was pretty good.
Like, here's my, once again, my stipulation.
You should have died, though.
Go back and listen to our October podcast, and we talk about Halloween further in depth.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't like Halloween was, I'm a huge fan of the original 1978 Halloween, John Carpenter's original.
Yeah.
Love it. It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
Yep.
You've never seen it. You know,
I watched highlights because I just didn't have time to watch it all the way.
Now that you've seen Halloween and you realize that it's not scary, you need to go back and watch it and you'll understand. Halloween 2 is a good movie. It's just that, it just doesn't hold value to the original. And secondly, I didn't like the fact that the way, it left it open, just die already. You know what I mean?
I agree. There's no way you get hit by a car going 50 miles per hour, a truck in sense, or a SUV with the freaking cage in front of it.
Right.
Get almost and thrown, 20 feet
and then
back.
Get up and walk away.
And then you, he didn't get up. He got carried into the car.
But then he gets up and then
he still gets up after resting for the drive and then kills more people and then walks away from it. Like, that just doesn't happen.
And then I'm sorry, but if you've seen the movie, you don't get trapped in that basement.
And then still survive.
And still survive.
Yeah, there's no way. It's just,
he got shot in the face. I think he got shot multiple times. And somehow
stabbed and everything.
He's
pretty
survive.
Sure he lost fingers.
Yeah. He got his fingers blown off by the shotgun. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, just that's what I didn't like about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens in the original, but the original.
But he's
not
supposed to be like he's not supposed to be super powered. He's just supposed to be a regular serial killer,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, make him realistic at least,
right?
I don't know.
Now, and you could argue that, you know, the original is just like that, but it's like the original. You know, like, nothing beats an original movie. You know, like, yes, we get it. Like, you got to make it scary, you know what I mean? And I get that aspect of it, but it's like, I think you just...
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, we could debate about that for days.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you got
my
for
next one?
Next one.
So we said...
After it would be...
You said, what was your last one you said? I'm sorry.
I said Halloween.
Okay, so my next one would be Halloween.
You should have numbered yours. That
I should
have
numbered
a little bit
mine.
More.
I'm just going to put a little mark by it so I can see it. Okay.
I had Mission Impossible Fallout.
Okay.
I had Mission Impossible Fallout, and I do agree with you in the sense that, you know, it's the same as the previous five, but I like Tom Cruise movies. I like Benji.
I know. I mean, I do like Tom Cruise movies. Don't get me wrong, but in the Mission Impossible, like, it's always the same guys. They always find a way to win. They always find a way to survive. Like, I think this one should have been, like, a way to maybe kill off a character and say, like...
Hold on. I have to interrupt you. You just stated that it's always the good guys winning. It's always... the same thing. MCU. It's always the good guys winning.
I understand.
It's always the good guys not dying.
This last movie we just had with MCU,
but
they didn't.
They're all coming back.
We don't know.
Oh, please.
Somebody's going to die.
Right, but it took 10 years to get to
that
point.
And we'll get there. I've read some highlights of this next movie. We'll get there later.
Okay, but what I'm saying, but you get what the point I'm making. It took 10 years. How many movies did it take for these characters to die? Now, I will say what
it's the same thing with Mission Impossible.
What made Mission Impossible so much, I think, better is as it's progressed, I like Benji's character, how Benji is becoming more involved in it.
I mean, he is, but...
And I love...
You could have let him die.
I love
Simon Pegg. He was hanging there. You could have let him die. Make it even more...
I love Simon Pegg.
I do too, but still, I don't know. Agree to disagree.
Right. Number 11, what do you got?
Ready Player One.
Wow, you dropped that low.
I'm disappointed in it.
Okay.
It was a good movie, but I read the book first, and that's what ruined it for me.
Hold on, let me get to my Ready Player One, and then we'll talk about it more. I got Sicario 2. Sicario Day of the Soldado.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I put that back there because...
That movie was confusing. I'll give you that.
Yes. The reason why I'm getting to the point now where I liked it was a very good movie. Now this we're about to our top 10. You know, and the top 10 gets very very hard. And I liked these other movies more. You know what I mean? That's why Sicario was a very good movie.
Mm-hmm.
The ending was a twist. I did not see him getting shot in the face
right. And
living. You know, right. Like that was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Good movie.
And then going to that kid saying you want to be a Sicario.
Yeah, you know.
That was like, oh, okay, you can make more now.
Right.
You can make it, make it a little bit more interesting.
Right.
Maybe not so much confusing as well.
Right,
maybe.
Absolutely.
All right. So my next one is Star Wars.
I got A Quiet Place.
What? No, dude, you cannot put that one down there. That is way too low for that movie. That movie was too good.
I liked it, but... I don't know, man. It just didn't resonate.
For a movie that had minimum talking in it, that movie was good. To have a quiet movie.
The quietness isn't like... I mean,
and to have less talking lines, that movie was just like... I won't say I was on my edge of my seat the whole time, but I was at least gripping the handles of my seat.
Okay, here's my counter argument to you. You have to be quiet, right?
Yeah.
You have a baby.
Yeah.
You have a baby. You have a baby upstairs.
Right.
How often is your baby quiet?
Not really.
Make a movie where a woman has a baby and she's cool. Like, no, that's...
Well, they made a soundproof room, and they made a room. They gave the baby gas to quiet it up.
Now
that's not harming the baby.
That's not the scene. It's the scene where she gives birth. She gave birth in 2 minutes.
I mean,
gave birth in 2 minutes. My wife had a cesarean and it lasted an hour. I get it.
For a movie though, you got to think of a movie though.
Okay, but
all movies are going to be so realistic.
But what I'm saying is it's a movie about being quiet, and they made this whole birth thing like it was just this quick and simple thing.
I get it. I mean, I understand. There's always going to be a flaw in a movie we don't like, but overall, I don't think that movie deserved to be that low.
I think that for me is what dropped it because it's. A woman that is going now. Here's the reason why. A woman that is going through pregnancy, no woman can be quiet when that is happening. Yeah. And the way that she is quiet is that was the deterrent for me.
Yeah,
that's why.
Okay.
Number 9.
Venom.
Mortal Engines.
What?
Mortal Engines for me
should not be top 10.
I liked it a lot. Because, like I told you, and go back and listen to our December podcast, and I go a lot into depth with it. I liked it because it was something I've never seen before, and I was interested the entire movie. I wanted to see what happened next. Give me some more. Where does this go? That's why I liked it.
I mean, it did, but I don't know.
It was something I've never seen before. You've never seen a world like that before.
No, we haven't ever seen a world like that before, but we've also, I don't know, we've also seen... Like a young crowd on a journey before, though, too. Take Lord of the Rings. We've seen a young crowd on a journey before.
Okay, but you've also seen 10 MCU movies, but yet you're still in love with those.
I'm not in love with them. I want to hear the end. I want to see the end with those. Maybe the next Mortal Engines can be better.
Right. Okay, I'll give you that. Number 8, what you got?
Mile 22.
Aquaman.
What? No way.
I'm over superhero movies. Was it a good movie? Yes, I won't lie. I was into it. I wanted to, you know, but I'm just so over the superhero.
I mean, I can see that, but I don't know. For me, Mile 22 is right where it needs to be for me because it was a good movie. It was a good action movie.
Mile 22, they said Venom.
Or Venom, I'm sorry. It was Venom.
Yeah.
And
I'm surprised you dropped Venom so low.
I liked Venom. Don't get me wrong. I liked Venom. But the true Venom is a lot more darker. He's anti-hero. He is technically, like, he's not, like, really a villain. He's kind of like Deadpool. Like, he will react to things that are bad, but he does it in a bad way. He's not afraid to kill when he needs to kill.
I mean, they did that in this movie.
And they did, but Venom really truly should have been a rated R movie.
Oh, yeah, but that's because they wanted to get the younger crowd in it.
Well, I mean, understand.
Just be ready for Deadpool to be rated PG-13.
I know. I don't even know if I'm going to watch them.
We just did it was Aquaman and whatnot. Right?
Yeah, I said Venom, you said Aquaman.
Okay.
All right, my next one is Mile 22.
My next one's The Predator. I laughed during The Predator. It was funny.
I understand.
The whole scenes on the bus were funny. I thought it was a good story. The ending with the suit makes you want to know where they're going with the next one.
Not me. Like I just,
I'm anxious to see.
I think the suit, tacking on the suit to it, just made it more of a like duh for me.
I'll give you that.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, now you're going to be an Iron Man / Power Ranger now? Like...
Right. Okay, I'll give you that. I didn't look at it from that perspective, but
I just thought it was more corny.
Okay, here's the ultimate Predator also kind of got me excited. Like this big, you know, like you're used to seeing just this normal average Predator, and then there's this huge.
The one thing that did draw me in the Predator was the fact they made a statement that they're like the Predators are harnessing different species from other planets
to make themselves better.
Not even that, but they're harvesting other species because the species is dying.
Makes you want to know where they're going.
So, like, it makes you wonder if the human race in that series is going to die off, and what are they going to do to prevent it?
Right.
Are they going to get a hold of the Predators and try to figure out how to keep
the
human race?
You get what I'm saying? Now you're interested.
But they made the movie so, like, corny and far, and, like, sci-fi corny that I just sci-fi.
I'll give you that. Okay,
right.
What you got for number six?
I got Sicario.
I got Ready Player One.
Okay, I mean I'll give it to you.
We already had our discussion about Sicario. I may just get Ready Player One. Now here's, I absolutely agree with you that it let you down.
It did,
and it
was a good movie.
Ready Player One was a very, very good movie. It was just very. That's why I had to put it up there. I had to put it in. I almost had it in my top five. I almost did. Now my next movie, I almost put this in front of my next movie. And when you hear my next movie, you'll wonder why I got it up there. But we'll talk about the next one. Ready Player One was such a good movie. I was let down. That's why it's not number one on my list. I went into this year thinking that Ready Player One was going to be my favorite movie of the year, probably one of the top favorite movies of all time. But it let me down.
They should have made
Ready Player One into
three a trilogy.
Movies.
Yep.
Now, if you have not read the book,
watch the movie first.
Yeah, if you're one like me personally, I don't like to read books because a lot of the times you get let down from the books. You know, the movies don't live up to the books. This is like literally the definition of not living up to the book.
Yeah.
In the book, they have to find a key, then you have to find the gate. Then you have to find a key, then you have to find the gate. Then you have to find the key, then you have to find the gate. Three different keys, three different gates. In the movie, you find one key and one gate. That's it.
No, they found...
One key, one gate.
No, he found them all. They just put them all in one movie.
No. Watch Ready Player One again. It's one key, one gate.
Did you watch it again already?
No, but I remember it very vividly. It's one key, one gate. Here's the other thing that I didn't like about it. Artemis. He does not see Artemis in the book until the very, very end.
Yep. That bugged me too.
But yeah, they meet each other within the first like half an hour.
Yeah, because of the whole she saved him off that bridge or something.
So yeah, I'm borrowing it. I'm gonna watch it again. That's
I'll watch
movie.
It again too.
But yeah, go back and watch the movie, man. It's one key, one gate.
So I left off on Sicario 2.
Now.
So
yeah. We already talked about Sicario 2. I got Avengers Infinity War.
No, we're on number six.
We're on number five.
No, we're on number six.
No, number six is Ready Player One for me.
There's
you
no
said
way.
Sicario 2.
Yeah, that was my number seven.
What'd you skip?
I didn't skip anything.
If I'm on number six, you skip something.
I'm sorry, we have a technical problem here.
You should have numbered your list.
Last one, I did Mile 22, then I did Sicario 2.
Yeah.
Okay, so my next one is going to be Black Panther.
Is that as number six then?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah.
Where did you...
You missed one.
No, I didn't. I did Mortal Engine from... I had number 10, A Quiet Place. Then Mortal Engines and Aquaman, The Predator, and now Ready Player One.
I don't know. We'll just keep going.
Okay, whatever.
I think...
I have number five.
My number six is Black Panther.
Okay, what do you got for number five?
My number five would be, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, Deadpool 2.
I got... Really? Wow, why?
I like Deadpool 2 because I put it in my top five because, one, I love Deadpool's story.
That's why I'm so surprised that you... Deadpool 2 was so much better than Deadpool 1.
I don't know. Like, for me, it wasn't, though. It wasn't as good as Deadpool 1.
So you're going to tell me the scene... With the little boy.
I understand the scene with his legs.
Have you laughed that hard? I haven't laughed
that
hard.
That is, I'm telling you, this. I got Deadpool 2 there for a reason because it was a good movie and I liked Deadpool 2, but it wasn't as good as Deadpool 1. That's why I put it at my five.
I'll give you that. I got Avengers at number five.
Okay.
Avengers to me, like I said, I hate the MCU. I hate superhero movies, but that was
a good movie.
It was a very good movie.
It was a good movie.
I'll give them credit. They, like, I say I hate the MCU, but, you know, but for me, Black Panther was, blah, 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 blah. You know, I didn't need to, but Avengers Infinity War, like...
It was good.
It was good, and it what makes it even better is because, you know, it's like, oh, God, we're like, you know...
We're right there to the end.
Right there to the end, you know, yep. it makes you excited.
I know.
Okay.
All right, my next one is Den of Thieves.
Mile 22.
What? No way! I would not put Mile 22 in my top five.
I liked it. I did. It was funny.
I liked the movie, but I don't know if I can rate it that high. I mean, it's a matter of opinion, I guess.
Right.
I guess anything. It is what it is.
What'd you say again? I'm sorry.
I said Den of Thieves.
Oh, yeah. I'm holding off on that for a second. What do you got for number three?
My top three. So my third is Quiet Place.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way out of the 22 movies you've seen that A Quiet Place is number three.
Dude, I liked it that much.
I got Venom.
It was good. I'll give you that. I mean, it wasn't a bad movie. I wouldn't say that's wrong because it's a good movie. But
the only.
But I like it how you hate the MCU. Even though Marvel, this Venom movie wasn't tied in, but it's still MCU character. You hate him, but yet you still have top five of your movies, two of them are
now,
MCU
now, characters. Like I said, The Avengers was a good movie. But now here's my thing, okay? I don't know anything about Venom other than the Spider-Man 3 with
Tobey Maguire.
That's garbage. The only thing, and that was garbage.
Yeah,
this Venom was funny, and the reason why it's at number three
because they actually gave a story behind Venom.
Nope, because of Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy kills it.
Yeah,
as
he does.
Venom. That's why it was funny. I loved the whole story. I loved how it was like you saw the banter back between Venom and Tom Hardy. You know what I mean? Like you had, and then seeing how there's more, like, you know, up until this one, I didn't know. You know, there's other Venoms out, not Venoms, but there's other symbiotes out there, and it, you know, that I thought that was really cool.
Yeah,
that's what I loved about it. Yeah. Like, it was, I like Deadpool. I like the bad guys, so to speak, the bad guy character stories. That's why I liked Venom so much.
All right, I'll give it to you.
Number two.
Avengers.
Deadpool.
Okay. I mean,
Deadpool's a good movie.
It was.
Bottom line,
a good movie.
I liked it better than the first one.
Yep.
I thought it was funny.
Yep.
I laughed my ass off.
Yep.
Great movie.
Yep. I'll give it to you. I mean, there's really nothing I can say about it. Avengers was good. That's why it's my number two.
Number one movie of 2018.
For me, it was Aquaman.
No. 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 Den of Thieves.
I knew you were going to pick Den of Thieves as number one. I knew you were. Before we even started, I knew it was going to be number one. Because you know why? When we first saw that movie, you were the first thing out of your mouth was, that's my number one movie. Yep. No matter what we see, it's my number one movie.
Yep. And it's still here we are. We saw that movie in maybe January or February, and here we are.
19
movies later. and it's still my favorite movie. It was
good.
It was a modern day Ocean's 11. The twist that was at the end of that, it was action packed. Mm-hmm. It made you. I was on the edge of my seat that whole movie. That's why when you said Denethes was as low as you put it.
I mean, what did I have it at? What? I think it was my top four. It was my fourth one.
Right.
Which, I mean...
And I, like, they had a great cast ensemble. It was, I mean,
to me... If I could redo it, I might switch out Denethes and Quiet Place and put Denethes in my number three. But I won't put it any higher, though.
And Aquaman, to me, like, it literally is...
I think Aquaman, for me, because we haven't seen a superhero, like, that side of the earth or that way before...
He's in the ocean and because he's not an Asgardian and from outer space. Like,
I mean, kind of. I mean, I think they did a great job to show Aquaman, to introduce him, to give him a backstory from Justice League.
It wasn't a bad movie. I'm tired of the superhero movies. And yes, you're absolutely right. I got two of them in the. Just because I say I'm tired of the movies doesn't mean they're not good movies. They're not good movies.
Right.
I get it. But for me,
what
I loved the most about Den of Thieves was because it was different.
Yep.
You haven't seen 10 MCU movies. You haven't, you know, what's the difference between Aquaman and the 15 MCU movies that you've seen or the other Justice League movies that we've seen?
I mean, I might show a little favoritism because I'm a more of a DC comic person, and that might be why, because I do like DC better, but I like their characters better.
Okay.
But
I'll give you that.
Maybe that might be the only reason why I show a little prejudice towards it. But.
Alrighty, guys. That was our list. That was our list of top 22 movies of 2018. So,
booyah.
Let us know what movies you saw this year. Let us know if you agree or disagree with where we got movies ranked. I mean, there were times.
It might be a little confusing to go back and listen to this one because we're kind of back and forth in the order.
This
but
is kind of a new thing to us. Next year, you're going to number your new.
Yeah,
number
your movies. I'll number them. Somehow we got sidetracked. I still think you missed a movie somewhere in there.
Yeah, I mean, either I did or you did. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. It's okay.
All right. So that was the first part of our podcast.
Okay, so are we going to do the...
The second part that we have decided to do is to tell you the movies of 2019 that we were interested in going and seeing. And this list is... We still have some...
We have 20 movies on our list.
20 movies on the list, and we still might have to add...
Might have to add a couple or a few that come out.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
January 18th, we have Glass.
Yeah,
I'm so excited movies of the year, for sure.
I won't be surprised if that isn't our number one.
I wouldn't be surprised if that movie lets us down. Just because M. Night Shyamalan makes horrible movies.
He does.
So that's why I'm excited, but I'm going into it with low expectations because I know who's making the movie. M. Night Shyamalan sucks at making movies, so we'll just see how he does it. I'm excited for it, but I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah, because we had to wait, 20 years?
Right.
And so it seems like at least.
Also, in January... It's not on our list, so to speak, but we are going to watch Bird Box.
Oh, yeah.
And we are going to review that.
On Netflix,
January, look for our reviews on... By the way, all these movies that we list are going to be reviewed, and then we will review them for you guys and put them on our podcast.
Right.
So, that's why we're doing... This is the list of movies that we're going to see and review. Now, yes, there's... we could go through every single week and tell you all these great movies that are coming out, but...
Well, there's so much time in,
right.
in
our These are the
schedules.
Movies that we're most excited for.
Right.
So, like I said, January's got Glass and Bird Box. February, we don't have any movies. We need to kind of sit down and figure out what movies we want to go see.
We don't do anything movie wise in February, we'll see if maybe there's any TV shows that we're watching at the time.
Right.
And see if maybe we might review some TV shows that month. It just kind of depends.
February's kind of a slow month, and he's gonna try to convince me to go see Alita: Battle Angel, and I refuse.
Yeah, I might try it. We'll see. It's just like you said before, the preview in the trailer, it showed her in that battle arena, and that is you brought it up, and that is also one of the reasons I would only want to see it because why?
I'll wait and see it, and you'll buy it on Blu-ray, and I'll watch
probably.
It. That's me. That's where I stand.
I might get it in 4K because the CG. Graphics.
What do you got for... March 8th, Captain Marvel.
I'm actually kind of excited for Captain Marvel.
I am, but
I'm not gonna lie.
Low key, I am, but at the same time, like, I just like, can I see Captain Marvel so I can see?
Because
Avengers,
I'm curious how they're going to portray her powers and how they're going to actually show her getting them. Because like, I do have a little knowledge, not a lot at all, but I have a little knowledge of her. And like, the true Captain Marvel was a man from space, whatever, and like, he comes to Earth, does something to protect or save her, I think, and like, to
they
save
do
and
that
to
here.
Save her life, like, she, like, he gives over his powers,
like Green Lantern.
It's something like that. I mean, it really is. It's, in a sense, it's kind of like that, but
right,
I don't know if that's the same scenario,
right?
So, but I am kind of excited.
April 5th, Shazam. Looks good. I'll give you that. It looks good. But yeah, I'm tired of MCU movies. Or, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Superhero
movies. Yeah. Now, you're going to hear me say repeatedly that I'm tired of superhero movies. Biggest reason why these superhero movies are on the list is not because of me.
Oh, it's you can blame it on me. I have to see them. It's what I like. I can't help
right.
it. I like comics.
It's not that
even
I don't
though
like
they
seeing
let me,
them.
Even though some of the comic movies, they do let me down a little bit because I know they have
Panther.
To change. It did let me down, but I know they have to change the movie to fit their goal or their end game.
Right.
Get the hint there.
Right.
But I don't know. Like, there's so much more they could add to them if they could, I
right.
guess.
The other thing is you're constricted on time. You know, you're
right.
trying
right. That's
the thing.
Like, you have
that's
to,
why
the, you kind of have to give a little bit, and
you're trying to make
a whole
character's, you know,
right. You had a
year.
Whole huge comic world that you could make movies off of that would take hundreds of years to do by the book.
And yeah, and it's, you got 3 hours to make a movie, and that's a modest 3 hours.
Right.
Okay, so on April 12th, we got Hellboy.
I'm not excited for it at all.
I'm not either, but you know, just to see where they go with it, you know. I don't remember
who's the guy that you know the actor's name.
I don't know the actor's name.
He's the guy from Stranger Things.
Yeah,
he's the sheriff.
Yeah, he's the sheriff in Stranger Things.
So he's gonna be the guy playing Hellboy, and I don't know.
It looks dumb.
This Hellboy is based off a newer comic of Hellboy. I can't remember what they just said it was from, but it's based off that newer one. It's a little darker. But in the trailer, dude, it doesn't really look like it's any darker. Actually, they make it look like he's
more
comical.
More of a puss, too.
And, like, more, like, millennial.
Right. April 26th is the big one. Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
That is literally going to break every record possible. What'd your phone die?
Yeah.
That's all right. Mine's 6%, so it's all right. I got the list. We're good.
I don't understand why, though. Okay, go ahead.
May 24th, we have Ad Astra. We have not seen a trailer for it yet. I don't know any information other than what you read from the IMDb app. Ad Astra has Brad Pitt, Tommy Lee Jones, Donald Sutherland, and all that it really says is that I'm sorry, I don't have the thing in front of me, but it basically, Brad Pitt character goes through the galaxy trying to find his father. Now,
oh, okay, that's
yes,
that one.
Sounds a little cliche, but I'm like I said, I'm sorry that I don't have
so
the actual.
It's almost like Interstellar.
Yeah, I don't know, because Interstellar, they're trying to find a planet to live on. You know what I mean?
Yes, but she also finds her father.
No, her father is back on Earth.
Oh, no.
Yeah, go back and watch. You need to go back and watch Interstellar again. I promise you, this is nothing like Interstellar. This guy is going through the galaxy to find her father.
Okay.
Interstellar, that crew is going to, there's this black hole, that, you know, Earth is dying, this black hole appears.
Yeah.
And they go through this black hole to find Earth, or find planets that they can live on because Earth is dying. And the guy goes, and the guy finds out that, I mean, go back and watch Interstellar. I promise you, when you read the synopsis or the plot for Ad Astra, it's nothing like Interstellar.
Okay, just kind of remind me of it. Matter of opinion.
May 24th, Brightburn.
That one looks interesting, I'm not going to lie.
Brightburn, if you don't know anything about that, it is
I talked about it in the trailers.
Yeah, we talked about it in the December trailers. Go back and listen to that. It's kind of like a anti-Superman, but it's not a superhero movie.
No, it's totally different. Different twist on it.
And it's made by James Gunn, who directed Guardians of the Galaxy, which gets me excited for it.
Yes, I like James Gunn. He's really good.
May 31st, we have Godzilla, King of the Monsters. Looks stupid,
It looks stupid as shit.
Yes.
I am not, like, Like, it almost reminds me of, I think we talked about this before. It is like a Pacific Rim, what other movie did I think
Now that you put me on the spot, I can't think of it. Darn it.
It almost like...
Pacific Rim and Power Rangers.
Yep, that's what it was.
It's literally like, I mean, all three of those movies is like, why aren't you guys just in the same universe?
Right. Yeah, because it's literally...
I mean, to come and think about it, there's literally no... like, between the 2016 Power Rangers and Pacific Rim, like, it's the same thing.
Yeah, there's no difference there.
The only difference is... Well, the only difference was it was, instead of two guys controlling, like, you know, inside the head, it was like you had five connected parts and one person controlled the arm, one person controlled the leg, one, you know, and that's the only difference, but yeah. Stupid.
Yep.
I don't even know why it's on the list, but for you guys, it's on the list.
That's what we're going to use that
That's
for
what we're going to use that as our excuse and go to it. June 7th, X-Men Dark Phoenix.
I'm excited for this
I'm excited for it, too. One of my favorite actors right now is James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender.
Yep. I'll give you that one.
I'm kind of scared because I liked the original ones with, you know, when Wolverine was in them, you know, he had Halle Berry and you had, Ian McKellen was the original Magneto.
Yep.
I liked those too. But I liked how they, the guys that they recasted for. James McAvoy is a great Professor X. Magneto, Michael Fassbender is great. I'm excited to see where they go with this.
Yep.
But the only thing I'm sad about is every article that I've read with Disney buying
Fox,
which Fox owns X-Men. Supposedly, X-Men or Disney is going to recast and they're going to start over again, which makes me sad because now we're going to. So, this might be the last movie that we see with James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender as their respective roles.
If they do that, I don't think they'll.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
I don't think they'll do good. I think if they restart, they still need to make.
Yes, they will because it's a Disney movie. Disney, you know what I mean? That's the only reason why.
I don't know. It's frustrating.
June 14th, Men in Black International.
That looks good.
Trailer looks funny. And mark my words right now, spoiler alert, unofficial spoiler alert. It's not true, but I'm calling it now. If you watch the trailer, Liam Neeson is in it. Liam Neeson is the bad guy. I'm calling it. I'm going out on a limb and I'm calling it.
Okay. We'll see what happens. I don't know what to say because I don't know. Because according to the trailer, it looked like him and the other guy were like... Him and his partner, which was the guy from Thor.
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth. Him and Liam Neeson and
Chris Hemsworth.
Hemsworth. Them two are like a power group, and then you have the Will Smith and with Tommy Lee.
Right. Well, they're not in this movie.
They're not in the movie, but they have a picture of both of them guys being the ultimate Men in Black.
Here's the thing, though. The scenes where you, in the trailer, you see Chris Hemsworth and Liam Neeson, together. I feel like that's, that's the beginning of the movie, you know what I mean? It's going to open up with them together.
Yeah.
That's going to show you them fighting together. And then at the end of the movie, you're going to find out that Liam Neeson's the bad guy the whole time. That's what I think it is. July 5th, Spider-Man 2. It's actually Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's actually, no, I'm sorry, not Spider-Man Homecoming. It's Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I apologize for that.
Got that mixed up there. Yeah. That's okay. But I'm interested
because... We need to see a trailer for it.
Yeah, I want to see a trailer for it.
And I'm also interested in it. I want
because it comes out after Avengers.
Right after Avengers. Mm-hmm. So I do hate seeing the MCU, like I've said 1,000 times. But I kind of want to see what happens. You know, this is the first movie... Avengers Endgame is the end of Phase 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's the end of what they've been building up for. Spider-Man Far From Home is the start of the brand new, however long they're going to carry this out for.
Right.
And I want to see...
I hope they don't try to go back in time and
I don't know. See, this... I can tell you right now. That'll bug me. Spider-Man 2 is make or break.
Yep.
If they... come out with a good story and make you interested in and it makes me interested in see where they're going to continue this, or if they come out and bomb, I'm not going to see another MCU movie after that. It's make or break. It's do or die. How do you continue? You know, Endgame is going to be so iconic.
Mm-hmm. I agree. 100%.
Endgame is going to break every record possible. It will be one of the most talked about movies for a very long time. How do you top that? How do you continue? You ended something. What's the start of the new?
Right. I can see that. We got August 9th. We got Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. This movie is interesting because there is literally, this might be the biggest star-studded cast ensemble ever. I'd have to get on the IMDb app to tell you guys everybody in it that's in it. But the biggest selling point for you, two biggest selling points. One, it's a Quentin Tarantino film, which Quentin Tarantino does make good movies.
Yep.
But the biggest thing is it's got Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. The first collaboration between the two of them.
That's going to be sweet because they're both great actors.
One of the two, when you sit down and you break down the most iconic actors of this generation,
Those two names will put those two in
probably the top five.
Yep.
I mean, you have to. Brad Pitt's made so many good movies, and so has Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yep.
You got to do it. Agreed. And to see them finally come together to make a movie, I'm excited for it. And then you add in Quentin Tarantino's twistedness, not necessarily twisted, but his weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see where he takes it.
His outside the box thinking.
Right. Yes. Yep. Yes. There you go. That was a good analogy for that.
Yep.
Did you say August 9th for that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear you say August 9th. You're good, though.
Okay.
September 6th.
I'm excited for this
one. Chapter 2.
Yeah.
This is probably going to be my number one movie of the year.
I could see that.
I love
it. Might even be mine.
It. I love the original.
But
it,
the next one might be my favorite, as long as they do good.
I still, to this day, watch It Chapter 1 on a regular basis. My wife hates me because I always want to watch it.
Yeah. It's good. I mean, it was a good remake. Best remake they've ever seen.
Out of all the remakes and all the reboots and because we live in the remake reboot era. Mm-hmm. Best one ever.
Yep, I'll give you that one.
If you haven't seen It, the first one, it's not scary.
It has the normal jump scares. Yep. Like I don't like scary movies at all. Like I refuse to watch scary movies. I can watch this one and not like.
It does kind of give you an unsettling feeling. You know what I
some,
mean?
Some parts do,
but it's not scary.
Not enough to like make you not want to watch it or not want to finish it.
Right.
Now this next movie, this one, as long as they do a good job at it, it could be one of my favorites. It's going to be October 4th is The Joker.
No.
Standalone movie, nothing tied in, it's The Joker.
I'm excited to see it just because and I agree with you, The Joker is by far the greatest villain of all time. Growing up, Batman was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So I love The Joker.
Right. I have the Joker tattoo on my body.
I do not like Joaquin Phoenix, and if you haven't seen,
you can see a picture of his.
I do not like his face paint.
Yeah,
I do not like his face paint at all.
I don't know. It looks more like a clown. I know the Joker represents a clown in a sense, but I think his character in this. Looks more like a clown instead of a Joker.
Yeah, the Joker, like the iconic Joker, is white face
with this big old smile,
with this big old red lip smile and black eyes. And this one, he has blue eyes.
Yeah.
Now,
I don't know. It's hard to say.
And see, what the biggest thing for me is what I don't like is we have a Joker currently with Jared Leto. So now we have, like you're watching like it can get confusing to people. Like you have a Jared Leto Joker, you have a Joaquin Phoenix Joker.
I think honestly this is going to be a test between who can be the better Joker.
You can't do that. You could though. If you're going to make this the test, you've got to give Jared Leto his own movie then. You cannot base it off of what he did in Suicide Squad.
No, you can't because he didn't have enough scenes scenes in the movie to me make a fair judgment if he can be a good Joker or not.
Right.
So.
No. We got to see more. I'm not saying it's going to be bad. I don't like Joaquin Phoenix as a Joker.
If they can do a good
job,
if he can do a fantastic job of really getting the Joker character, then...
That's the other thing, is it kind of makes you wonder, like... This is an origin story to the Joker. They're going to give you how he became the clown prince of
crime. There's so many stories of how he became the Joker, too.
Like, but it makes you wonder, you look back at, like, Jack Nicholas wasn't dark. You look at Heath Ledger, he was very, very dark. Then you have Jared Leto, which is...
He was like a gangster, almost.
He's an in-between, he's not, funny, so to speak, like Jack Nicholas.
But they also made the Jared Leto, like, love Harley Quinn and that love story. And that technically really isn't true. Like, he actually, hates her and, like, she has, and, like, captures her and basically, like...
He doesn't.
He does. Yeah, like in the true right, and the true right. thing, Joker really like kind of hates her and like manipulates her and abuses her and stuff. And like she turns to, like I don't know what it's called, where you like get captive and then you fall in love with that person.
Right.
That, fall in love with that person that kidnapped you and all that stuff. That's what happens in the true
right
back in that story. So that's one thing I didn't like, how Suicide Squad with the Joker, they made that like a love story and like she loves him, he loves her type deal. And like if you look back at the Jack Nicholson series, she was like,
I didn't know she was even in that.
She well, they don't really state that it was Harley Quinn, but I would took it that that was her character because he had the mask on her and she was kind of like quiet and he demanded things from her and
right.
she did it. It wasn't like it was her choice. He made her.
Okay. Now, for me, like, I want to know, I need, if the biggest thing for me, if you want me to like the Joker coming out in 2019, I want to see a Heath Ledger performance. I want to see a dark one. He is the clown prince of crime. He is just bad to the bone. He is ruthless. He is not afraid to do what he wants. You know, give me that. If you don't give me that, you know, Jared Leto's Joker is not dark.
Right.
Because he's in a kid-friendly show.
Right.
You're going to make an origin story about the Joker. Give me the true Joker.
Right.
Give me the ruthless one. That's where, if they don't do that, they're going to lose me there, too.
Yep. I can see it.
October, also on October 4th, we have Gemini Man. Now, Gemini Man... It's funny that you bring this up. You said this the other day now. But Gemini Man, if you don't know what it is, it stars Will Smith, and he is an assassin slash hitman slash whatever you want to call him. You know, something of that character type. He fights a younger clone of himself.
Yeah.
Now, Corbin brought up a...
I brought up a theory back when they made that movie Looper.
Yeah.
It was with Bruce Willis and what was the other guy's name?
Gordon-Levitt.
Yep, Gordon-Levitt. That's what it was. So they made, that was, basically, to me, it's the same thing. Now I'm like, I'm not trying to like weird about it, but it's like, I don't know. But like, you've already had this movie once.
But, I mean, you're basing it off of just what you hear.
Yeah.
You know, like, let's see what the trailer looks like. It might not be nothing like that, you know what I mean? Joseph Gordon-Levitt's Looper is time traveling, you know what I mean? Like, they're going through time. That's where he runs into the clone of him. It's not a clone, so to speak.
It's not a clone. It's actually himself.
Time. But whereas...
The Gemini Man, is it a
Gemini
clone?
Gemini Man, it's a clone of his younger self.
Okay.
That's where I think... I get what you're saying.
So then it's like a Total Recall, where he's a clone of himself.
But he's in Total Recall, he doesn't fight himself.
Dude, I'm telling you, dude, there was an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie that they have a clone of him and he has to fight him. He has to fight himself.
I mean, I'd have to.
And like, remember they pulled down the eye. He has like dots, and that's how you tell if he's a clone or not a clone.
I mean, I'm gonna have to go back and look through Arnold Schwarzenegger movies again.
I'll have to look it up too,
right?
So you can tell you, but it I don't know.
October 11th, we have Zombieland 2.
I don't even know if I remember Zombieland 1.
What?
Is that the one with
Woody Harrelson?
Yeah, okay.
The Twinkies.
It is. I do remember it now, but I don't know. I was 50-50 on it. Like, it was a funny zombie movie. It wasn't a traditional zombie movie.
It was like, a good movie. It just, to me, it's like, you know, when Zombieland, the first one came out, we were so excited for it. We wanted to...
Sorry, I just yawned.
We wanted to... get a sequel to that. And now why did you wait 10 years?
I don't know. I think maybe because zombies are a little bit, I'm not saying zombies ever died, but because you have like The Walking Dead and you have the fear of The Walking Dead, those are pretty big zombies shows.
So you would, if those are big
now
shows,
is the time to bring out another zombie movie.
Yeah. But I mean, look at World War Z came out like 3 years ago, four years ago. They're making a World War Z 2.
Yeah.
Well, why did you wait 10 years to make this movie?
The same reason, maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's Hollywood. They do what they want.
Right.
All right.
November 1st.
Yep. November 1st.
Terminator. It says untitled Terminator reboot.
So basically, they're just going to start over.
Nope.
They're not.
Nope.
I heard they're starting over.
Nope.
Are you sure, dude?
Arnold Schwarzenegger's in it.
You know who also is in it is the boy's mom.
Yes, the original mom is in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
How in the hell is this a reboot?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, but they tried to do...
They tried to do it with the last Terminator.
Genesis. Yeah. It's garbage. Because, like, if you want to reboot Terminator, reboot it.
Yeah,
start from scratch.
Get a new...
Whole new cast. I'm sorry, but...
You know what would be...
Get away with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. Not that he's... Dude, the dude's like 90 years old, and you're going to have him, like, all of his action scenes are stunt doubles because he can do them.
Yeah.
Or it's like, it's just stupid. I mean, I want to go see it because I want to see how badly this movie's going to be. Like,
yeah.
How do you reboot? That blows my mind. When you think of a reboot,
you have all new characters.
All new characters, but yet you're going to bring back two of the originals.
Right.
That's not a reboot.
Right.
Now, I guess, don't get me wrong. I understand what they could do here is. You know, you could have Sarah Connor and Arnold Schwarzenegger's character, you know, be in it, and then they open up, you know, those two die, and then there's the next one, you know, and I get that, but it's like, for me, just start from the very beginning.
But you know what, this just popped in my head. If you look back at, like, let's say Independence Day, okay, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
The first one.
Yeah.
Then they come out with that Insurgence, I think
Independence Day,
I think it was Independence Resurgence or
something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember
now. So, like, to show you the scale of actors and what they know is going to be bad and what they know it's going to be good, Will Smith did not want to be in that movie because he knew it was going to bomb and suck.
Yep.
Okay. So, I'm not saying Arnold Schwarzenegger is a, like, fantastic actor. But he had a lot of good movies at a younger age,
back in the 80s/early 90s, Arnold Schwarzenegger was like the number one male actor
and for action films there was. He was it.
Yep.
Okay. For him to, like, I don't know if he's just desperate, or if he wants to be...
Let me make it simple for you. Dude, you were the governor of California. What are you doing making another Terminator movie?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you compare him to other actors. Like, you know this movie is not going to... From your last time you tried to do this, Genesis, it bombed, and now you're going to try to do it again?
But see, that's the kicker, though. Okay, when you see these movies have production values of $150 million, $200 million, whatever the case is, do you know why the production value for those movies is so much? It's because of their paying the people. He signs a contract that says that I'm going to make $20 million no matter what this movie does. Now, yes, I'm sure in some of these cases, I mean, I'm not a movie star, so I don't know what the contracts look like.
Right.
But I bet you it's one of those things where you sign on and you make $20 million, no matter what. But if the movie makes $1 billion, I'm going to venture to say that you probably get...
A little bit more. Right.
So no matter what happens, Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to make whatever he contractually signed.
I understand that. But also, you have to look at your acting career for the future and your reputation as an actor still. Like, if he still wants to get back into it, even being governor, like I said...
Oh, he can't get back... It's no different than, like... I'll give you another great example, and it's Sylvester Stallone. Like, dude, every movie he makes is the same. Like, stop making movies.
Yeah. I heard they're making another Rambo.
Yeah, Rambo 5.
I don't even know. I can't remember what they said it was going to take place in, either.
I don't remember.
I don't know. It's funny, though.
November 8th. We have Kingsman.
Ooh.
Now, this one, it's called Kingsman 3. I don't really know. Now, not to burst anybody's bubble, it does not star Eggsy/Taron Egerton.
What?
Oh, I kind of just dropped the ball. I have that for a news article, and I haven't talked about that in my news article yet. That's a news article coming up. This one does not have Taron Egerton, and I'm sorry, I will go more in depth, and I'll make sure I talk about it in the next news article. It'll be in my January news article. I'll go more in depth, but it's the Kingsman that's coming out. It's a backstory. It goes back in time. It's kind of like a prequel, so to speak. I think it. I'm sorry, I can't think of the guy's name. What's the dapper guy, the one that gets tagged Eggsy into the Kingsman?
I can't think of his name.
That guy.
I know who you're talking about, the guy with the glasses.
Yeah, the guy that literally recruits him.
I can't think of his name in the film.
On him.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Now, I'm like I said, go listen to my January or the actual true January podcast.
I could probably look at the movie real quick if you wanted me to.
Well, no, that doesn't bother me. What I'm saying is listen to my true January podcast, the one that we do on a normal basis. It'll be coming out in within the next 20 days, 30 days, whatever.
Yeah.
That one, I will be sure to have that as my first news article.
All right, I'll hold it to you.
Okay. November 27th, we have Knives Out. Now,
I don't remember this
one. See, all I know on like finer details is it's got Chris Evans and Chris Evans is Captain America.
Yeah, I know that.
And then it's got Daniel Craig. And it's a murder mystery.
Daniel Craig is, though.
Daniel Craig is James Bond, the current James Bond.
You know, I heard they're making another James Bond.
Yes, they are. It was supposed to come out this year, but it got pushed back. And because it got pushed back, he's making Knives Out.
Okay.
It's a murder mystery. Okay. It's a whodunit. It's a murder mystery whodunit.
Clue.
Yeah, it's a whodunit. So like the whole
it's a clue movie.
Yeah, it's the whole movie is you're trying to figure out. You know,
he did it in the kitchen with a candle holder.
I'm excited because I like those movies where like, and a good example is The Girl on the Train.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the whole time you're like, oh, I think it was this guy. Oh no, it was this guy. And then come to find out at the end, it was like, oh wow, I did not see that coming.
See that
that's
coming
why
at all.
That's why it's on the list because it's a murder mystery.
All right.
Whodunit.
All right.
And December 20th.
Star Wars 9.
Star Wars Episode 9. The ending of...
Star Wars. No, just kidding.
Yeah, it's not the ending of Star Wars.
I'm just kidding.
It's the last one of the new trilogy.
Everybody's like, ah!
But then it's getting ready for... After this one, they'll make the next 10, 11, and 12.
Yeah.
What...
I wonder what it's going to be, though.
I love Adam Driver as Kylo Ren.
I do too.
Love him as God. I love Adam Driver. After watching KK, or it's not KKK, excuse me.
You just watched the Black Klansman?
I just watched Black Klansman. That's what made me think of it. If you haven't seen Black Klansman, go see it. But Adam Driver does a great job in that
movie.
He
does.
And the Adam Driver and Logan Lucky. I want to see a sequel to Logan Lucky. That's. It's definitely. Adam Driver's underrated.
Yeah.
He's one of the next big ones. I love it.
Yeah, I think he does a good job.
And I'm excited to see where they go with this, another keynote here to add is J.J. Abrams. Do you know who J.J. Abrams is? He's probably the next Steven Spielberg. J.J. Yeah. Abrams directed Episode 7, stepped up to the producer level for Episode 8, and then the director they had for Episode 9, I don't remember
what happened,
but now... Because of something happened, J.J. Abrams is back directing Episode 9.
I'm surprised they don't have him do both.
I thought he would just do all three, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, but he's the next Steven Spielberg, you know what I mean? He will just direct the big movies that he wants and he produces all the other movies. He's literally the next Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
When, you know, he'll direct Ready Player One, you know, or Ready Player Two, or, you know, just the movies that he wants, and he produces all the other ones.
Yeah.
Now, he's signed on by Disney, you know.
Right.
He was in charge of making these movies. It fell through, so he has to make the next one.
Hey, I'm for it.
So, as we stated, you know, this is our list. You know, it is give or take, you know. We definitely need to talk about February. August only has one movie. September only has one movie. So it's kind of one of those hit or misses, you know. We need to sit down and figure out what we want to do.
Like,
I'm sorry. I want to input one thing really quick. I just realized it. March, we have Captain America on March 8th, or excuse me, Captain Marvel on March 8th. There's also that Triple Frontier supposedly comes out March 15th.
Oh, okay.
I can't think of the trailer or the information. Go watch the trailer for Triple Frontier. I think we talked about it in our December podcast. It's the one with Ben Affleck.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's a Netflix movie, and it comes out March 15th. We are going to do that.
It's like
March.
They're like Navy SEALs.
Navy
SEALs, like,
yeah, they're like...
Some kind of military
group.
In one of the
scenes, Ben Affleck states, just know we do not have the flag on our backs anymore, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're betraying country to do... And I'm sorry,
we don't know much about it to give you a lot of fillers for it.
Go watch the trailer. It looks interesting. It's got a pretty good cast ensemble.
Yeah, it does.
It's got a guy from Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of his name now. The last time we did the movie, we knew his name, but we couldn't think of what he was in. Now that we're doing it,
he was in Pacific Rim, the first one.
Yeah.
And then he's in Sons of Anarchy.
I want to say something Hunting.
Yeah. Chris, isn't it Chris, isn't it? It's not Chris?
No.
I thought it was Chris.
It's the lead guy in Sons of Anarchy, and it also has Oscar Isaac, which is Poe Dameron in Star Wars.
Okay.
And then there's a couple other guys that if you're...
You've seen him movies. If you, yeah, seen him you, in movies, seen, we just don't know their names.
If you watch movies, you know who they are.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's cool.
And so, like I said, you know, we got February we need to talk about. August, there's potentially maybe a Hobbs and Shaw in there. I don't know. We'll see where we're at in August. September, we'll see where we're at. But and then December, you know, if you go look at what's to come, December is still, you know, it's a, not a year away anymore. You know what I mean? It's 11 months and some weeks, but I'm sure December enough. Might get another movie or two in there that's good.
Sure.
Oh, they got Jumanji sequel, but
whatever.
I didn't like the first one, so, you know, I mean, we'll, like, this is like,
give or take. There's a lot of movies that we don't know about yet that they'll probably, release through trailers and stuff that we'll find out.
There's also a lot of movies, you know, he brought up wanting to see John Wick Chapter 3, and, you know.
I do kind of want to see
it. I want to see it, too, but, you know, you look, like, scheduling-wise, you know, you got John Wick Chapter 3 comes out May 17th.
Right, there's a lot of movies
we have
in
May 24th, May 24th, May 31st. June 7th, June 14th. That right there, we have five movies in 4 weeks. And then you try to add John Wick on the 17th. Now you're adding you're adding six movies in 7 weeks.
Right. Okay. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what we can do.
It's just, let us know what, you know, based on the list that you guys just heard, is there any movies that you want us to go see that we didn't add? Is there any movies that you're excited for like we are? You know, for me, it's It Chapter 2.
Right. Yeah. For me, I think, honestly, for me, I'm kind of excited for Joker. Right. I'm excited for It Chapter 2. I mean,
Glass.
There's Glass. I'm excited for that one. I'm excited for the X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Yep. There's a lot
of... course, Avengers game. I'm always... Or Avengers Endgame. Excited for that one. Captain Marvel, Shazam. Like, there's a lot of good movies I'm interested in. It's just...
Then there's a couple of movies that are, like, hit or miss.
Like,
you know?
Like the Godzilla, I'm like, I could probably...
Terminator for me, yeah.
I could switch out Godzilla, and I wish I could put in... John Wick, honestly, but
we'll see. We'll sit and talk about it. We'll see where we're at. So let us know what movies you guys want to go see. Do you like our list of movies for 2019? Let us know. Also, what did you think of our
2018
favorite list? Let us know. Our email is tntbromance@gmail.com.
That's right.
Like, comment, and subscribe, and keep on listening.
Yeah, that's right.
Catch
have a great day.
Later.